Hello, this is Roger Daltrey of The Who, and you're listening to The Real Me Podcast. Presented by Teen Cancer America and produced by Pantheon Podcasts. Teen Cancer America has made an enormous impact on the lives of young people with cancer. We recognize that this age group are too old to be treated as children, but too young to be treated as older adults, making the in-between years difficult at the best of times. For 31 years, Pete Townsend and I have supported the Teenage Cancer Trust in the UK, seeing the benefits that our specialist zones and programs delivered for young people in hospitals made us determined to bring this idea across the pond to form Teen Cancer America. What you are about to hear are the authentic stories on how music can help teens and young adults process their experience as they fight this deadly disease. We support them by giving them the opportunity to work with professional musicians to develop an original song, from concept to fully produced recording. Join us as we hear their personal stories and reveal their real selves through the power of music. This is The Real Me. Can you see? Can you
see the real me? Thank you, Roger, and cheers to you. Hello and welcome. This is the Real Me podcast from Teen Cancer America in partnership with Pantheon Podcasts. I am your host, Erin Alden. Just a little bit about me. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer in the recording industry, a TV and film veteran, and I am your podcast host. Each episode, we shine a light on TCA's remarkable playback program, giving adolescents and young adults or AYA cancer survivors the opportunity to rock. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but we are at episode 10, and this is our first season finale. We have a very special episode for you today. A few days ago, we were invited to experience Music Mondays, which you will hear and experience firsthand. We have a group of artists for you to meet this week. I can't wait for you to meet all of them. And our other special guest is our own Teen Cancer America's Wonder Woman, Hillary Gann. So without further ado, let's just jump right into Music Mondays. Well, you can't see all of these beautiful faces, but I can, and that's because we have so many more people today. We have been invited into the super secret Music Monday Hang. So that's where all the TCA artists, they meet up on Zoom to hang out, talk about music, write music together. I've got Kenley Mattis here, but our other special guest is Hillary Gann. So I want to just jump right in and ask, how long have you guys been doing Music Mondays?
We've been doing Music Mondays since about 3 months into the pandemic. So that's probably the beginning of the summer of 2020. So about a year and a half. And it was Hillary's idea. Hillary is the co-creator. Hillary Gann is the co-creator of Play It Back. She's here tonight. So this is her first time on the podcast. And so we have, like, I don't know, about a little less, like a quarter of the Play It Back artists here tonight. Some people have heard from in the podcast, some haven't. But we meet every other Monday now. During the beginning of the pandemic, we were meeting every Monday. And everyone was coming because everyone was so, like, life was locked down, obviously. And now people's lives are opening up and it's a little different vibe. But it's still one of those things that I'll let Hillary speak to, actually. But really, first, I wanted to have everyone introduce themselves, if that's cool, and just say where they're, you know, where they're speaking from. Because we have people all over the country on this call right now. So let's have Audrey go first. And Audrey, if you want to throw it to other people, go for it.
So a big howdy from Texas. My name is Audrey. I know that if you've listened to the podcast, I had an episode out about my song, Not the End. I am a student at Texas A&M University in College Station, Texas, and I am so happy to be a part of the Play It Back program. I'll go ahead and pass it to Alexa.
Hey, I'm Alexa, and I'm not far from Audrey in Palestine, Texas, and I will pass it to Sarah.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I was also an episode on the podcast, and I'm here from Los Angeles, California. And how about Sammy?
Hi, I'm Sammy. I'm from Los Angeles, California, and I did a podcast just after my birthday, and I'm a senior at Valley Academy of Arts and Sciences. I'm passing it to Joey.
Hi, I'm Joey, and I'm from San Jose, California. I go to college at Foothill College Community College in San Jose. And I guess I'll pass it to Nathan.
I'm Nathan Hooper. I also have one of the episodes, and I live in Auburn, Alabama, and I'm 17 years old. And I'll pass it to JC.
Hey, everyone. I'm JC. I am 19. I'm a sophomore at USC. And yeah, I'm also from LA, and it's great to be here. I don't always get to make it to the Music Mondays, but this one's extra special. And I'll throw it to Amara.
Hi, my name is Amara. I'm in Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I go to Augsburg University. And I'm glad I'm here too. This program is really awesome, and I'm learning so much from Kenley. I just love it. Alyssa, your turn.
Thank you, Amara. Hi, my name's Alyssa, and I'm coming to you from Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, my name's Brian. I also had an episode on the podcast, and I live out here in Santa Clarita, California.
Okay. I have not had an episode on this podcast,
but
my name is Samantha Diaz. I am 19, and I am in Orange County.
Awesome. And Hillary, why don't you go?
I'm Hillary Gann, and I am the Hospital Programs and Services Director at Teen Cancer America, and also the co-creator of the Play It Back program with Kenley. And I'm in Los Angeles, California as well.
And I'm Kenley Mattis, and I'm in Santa Monica, California. And I'm also the co-creator, and I'm so happy you guys are all here. This is so cool. Thank you for coming. And yeah, I'll let Erin lead the way for the moment.
this is wonderful. And one of the reasons I was so excited when we started talking about this idea is your individual stories have touched so many people so quickly, including my own. In fact, Hillary and I were talking a little earlier, and I said, you know, the thing that keeps resonating with me are just little things that each one of you have said that I go back a week later and I start hearing, you know, all the things that you told me, and what a difference I think that you are all making. And for the people that have not been on the podcast yet, what you're going to learn is that it's a safe place to talk about your cancer story, but also your musical story and how you guys have all met and worked together, even though you haven't been in the same room. So it's just it's a wonderful thing to see you all here. And I would love to maybe just ask each one of you, we could go with the people that have already been on the podcast, if that's cool, what your experience was now that you've heard it. And has that changed anything for you? JC is right in front of me, and you are number one. So obviously you heard it. It came out. What were your feelings about it? And did other people get a chance to listen? And what did they think?
It was really cool to hear it when it came out, because it's been like a few months since we recorded it. And then when it was like actually released, and I mean, I felt like I was just listening to it for the first time all over again. Like, I almost forgot that we went through the whole process of exploring the whole history and talking and just having a dialogue about everything about the program, the music making. And it was just really cool. Like, I just felt like the same, like how I was in the moment when we were talking, like, oh crap, just getting everything rewound. And I don't know. It was really nice. It was a really nice experience. And then
were you able to share it with your friends and family?
Yeah, I was especially family. And my mom, when she heard it for the first time after, like, you know, only recording it, you know, and not being able to actually hear everything being finished, it was, for her, she was like, just jaw dropped, like, whoa, this is incredible. Like, I don't know. It just overall amazing and really happy feelings to be able to have joined in on this, what was an experiment, and now has included like so many people and will include even more people.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. What about you, Nathan? I see you as well.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. Cause I mean, it's like I considered it like my first professional interview about my music career. I hope it's the first of many. And yeah, actually a couple of my friends listened to the podcast with my episode, and they started sharing songs that they had written, and I was like, I didn't know that you wrote songs. And,
wow.
It's such a great way to kind of share those things with each other, to share your story, you know.
That's really cool. I never would have thought about that before. What an icebreaker, right?
Yeah.
Very cool. How about you, Sarah?
Hi.
What did you think?
I really liked the experience of hearing my parents on there. because like I've never really heard them like recorded on a podcast. I've heard myself many times because I have my own podcast. So it was really cool hearing them. And I also got a lot of good feedback because I shared it on like my 5 million Instagram account.
Woo! Great. And so,
people really liked it. And some people were like, I want to hear the whole song when it's done and stuff. So.
Awesome. Awesome. Audrey, yours just came out 2 weeks ago, right? What'd you think?
Yeah. So, I was so excited. I like follow the podcast on Spotify. And so getting to like see my picture on the thing and be like, I walked around like that whole first day, like showing people, like, that's me. Look, that's me. I was featured on this podcast, and it's so cool to get to like share a lot of like deep things that hurt me. And what was so cool about it is I posted it on my social media, and I had friends from high school who, I mean, like, you can look back to like what my, like, I don't know if you've listened to my episode, but I talk about how friends were like really non-existent, and I had people reach out like that were some of my friends with in air quotes, or like, but like I actually consider true friends in high school, say like, I'm so sorry I wasn't there for you. I wish I would have known what to do. Like, I thought that was just really courageous of them to like be open and like understand that they were one of those people, but I still love them so much and they're a big part of my life. And then, I mean, I did get pretty deep in my episode and was very vulnerable. And so I just think being able to help other people is the most important thing about like what I was trying to get across with my episode. So,
Brian, I see you.
Hello.
Hi. What did you think?
So I thought it turned out great. I actually didn't share it with anybody. I'm feeling a little guilty about it, but I'm sure my folks did. They really dug it.
I dug it. And yeah, it was a great experience.
Well, you did an amazing job. Everybody that, you know, we've had on so far has been so willing to be really open and honest about their true feelings, which has been such an incredible thing to listen to and witness. Sammy, yours is coming out.
Yes, it is. And I'm really excited. I'm going to definitely share it with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely really fun to have a podcast, and even though it's not out yet, it was really fun to do it and to see it. Like, I didn't expect to like say as much as I did, that's for sure. And to hear what Sarah said about parents, about what they would say, was a little bit weird. I'd be like, you thought that? It was definitely really fun to do. And people who haven't done it, do it. It's fun.
Kenley, yeah, let's start talking about Music Mondays.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about the podcast for a second. Yeah. I was really proud of the podcast and still am really proud of it. And I got to tell you that my mom, although she sort of has told me she's proud of me, this and that, yeah, I'm proud of you, whatever, she doesn't really get what we are all doing. And when she heard the podcast, she was like, oh, I get it now. That's really amazing. You know, because it's one thing for me to say, this is what we've been doing. And it's like, oh, that's really nice. Okay, cool. But it's another thing to hear people's stories and to hear it from them and to hear their parents or their loved ones or whatever and their music, you know, so it's a whole different level of just like, this is something that we've been doing. And it's been really awesome in so many ways for everyone involved. So including me, obviously.
And me too.
Yeah.
All of us. Yeah. This has been an incredible year of wanting to have this happen, making it happen, having you all, you know, sharing the experience, because it's really your stories. At the end of the day, this is your stories. And having said that, Music Mondays, every week I hear Music Monday, Music Monday, Music Monday. So what is Music Monday and how do we jump in? Let's just try and experience this as much as we can, just like a normal Monday.
Okay, cool. Well, usually I talk a lot.
What a shock.
I try not to.
And I try to curtail that.
Yes. Yes. All right. Well, one of the things, I mean, we usually talk about music stuff and we talk about everything. We talk about life. I mean, we're a group of peers basically who love music and obviously everyone here has gone through cancer as well. So like, but one of the things I wanted to do, since I know, for instance, Sam Diaz, like in a normal Music Monday, some people can come for a little bit and Sam Diaz has to leave soon. So I was going to ask a question to Sam first before we do like a normal Music Monday, which is like, Sam, is there anything that you'd want to say about your experience with Play It Back? You know, Sam's had experiences in the studio here. She's had experiences online, which I've talked about in the past. A lot of the people who've come to the studio have a little bit more resistance to doing stuff online because they know how much fun it is to be in the studio. But and also Sam's done a bunch of live performance too for Teen Cancer America events and things of that nature. So Sam, is there something that you might want to like off the top of your head about Play It Back and Music Mondays and just in general, like how it's affected you and anything like that? Anything you want to say?
Yeah, sure. So Music Mondays like affected me in a really great way, because when I was going through my cancer experience, I've told this to Kenley before, but not to anyone else. My creativeness on my musical sense, like disappeared for a bit because I fell into a deep, like dark hole where I was very depressed and I just stopped doing the things that I loved. And then Kara, one of my hospital best friends, basically introduced me to Kenley, and everything started off from there. And from the first moment that I met Kenley, it was amazing. The vibe was great. The energy was great. And then I got to meet a lot of new friends. I have the privilege and honor to go sing at Teen Cancer America, the polo game that was this year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we
and
heard about
I loved
that, yeah.
It. I loved it. It was great. It felt good. And I was with Christina Best. I don't know if you know her either, like too, you know. She's also amazing. And it's just so good to be in the studio. I'm not very good with microphones on technology wise to do it at home. And then it's just hectic when I'm home. So I'd rather be in the studio a whole lot more. It's more productive. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Sam. Awesome.
Yes, thank you so much. And by the way, we'll see you season two.
Oh. It's the same thing. I don't mean to be crass, but like it's the same thing with us doing songs. Like if you think it sucks, no one has to hear it. That's really what it is, right? We're recording, like that's just the bottom line. It's like, let's just have fun or try to have fun. And if it isn't fun, then it can go into the great void and no one has to hear it. You know, we'll have the experience, you know? Meanwhile, I think it's going
to be. Alyssa was raising her hand.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Before you start on our next segment. Did you want to say something, Alyssa?
Yeah, Aaron was asking about a normal Music Monday. And you guys keep saying normal Music Monday. But one of the cool things is that there is no normal Music Monday. It's been a completely different experience every week that we have it. Sometimes we'll have a guest or we'll do some kind of writing exercise together or maybe put music to each other's lyrics, something like that. Or we'll just talk and hang out. But it really is never the same because it's also just a different, there's a couple different people that come each week too. So it's a cool, different new experience every time.
I love that. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, thanks. That's a really good point. And we're definitely in the sort of fly by the seat of our pants generally. I mean, you know, we have guests. That's one of the ways that we've incorporated it. So we've had, should we name drop? Who wants to name drop who we've had, who you've been here for?
I would say Lauren Christie. And when she talked with us, that was phenomenal. And Lauren, if you're listening to this, I still want to collaborate and write a song with you. This is Audrey speaking, by the way, just so you know. But yes, you were great. And honestly, just all of them have been so good.
Who else? We've had Billy Steinberg. His claim to fame is he's written a lot of number one hits, but True Colors was one of them. Anyone else want to chime in and who else you liked that we had? I mean, they're all so cool, but who?
Benny Blanco,
yep.
Matt Rawlings was on there one time.
Great.
And he's actually helped on one of my songs as well. He did a piano part for my song.
Yep. Matt's a producer from Nashville. Willie Nelson's producer. Great pianist and songwriter. Amazing guy. Who else? Who else have we had?
Mike Posner.
Awesome dude.
We had Lil Dicky.
Lil Dicky.
And oh, dang it. I just had one. Never mind. Andy Grammer.
Do you remember that Andy and John Levine were on? That got so deep. Oh my gosh. That was crazy.
So what does that mean? So what happened? So they come through Zoom, right?
Yeah.
And you guys hang out. And what happens?
Well, we generally try to like make a Google Doc where people can submit questions, right? And so then I'll have the questions and then people be encouraged to ask their own questions that they put on the Google Doc. And some people don't want to, so maybe I'll pose a question or someone else will. Sarah pretty much always goes first because we make her. and then it just kind of goes from there. And the thing about, you know, all these artists that are guest artists, all these people, they're all different. They're all really interesting and have different experiences. And this one, does anyone remember what happened with Andy? Do you want to like recap it? Like at the end? Do you remember this? About how he was doing this thing with his meet and greets where he would say, like, he had a song called I Wish You Pain. And he basically said that he sings a lot of happy songs, but if he were a guy who never experienced pain, no one would want to hear him sing happy songs, right? So he had an early tragedy in his life in his 20s, and he lost his mom. And he talks about when he had a meet and greet, he would ask someone, like, what's their pain? Like, what's their greatest pain? And they would share their greatest pain with each other. So we went around the Music Monday that night, and we all talked about our greatest pain. And it was just really transformative for me, you know? I mean, also, I felt like I bared my soul in front of everyone, and I just was like, you know, it was big, you know, it was really beautiful. So, and I think a lot of the people who come on who are guests, you know, it's very private. We're not like broadcasting that, you know, and so people are free to say whatever they want. And it just seems to be really beautiful. And they ask music questions, obviously, and, you know, how they were successful and these sorts of things too. But it's like, it's a hang.
Nathan, I have a question for you. So you said that Mike Posner ended up doing some stuff on one of your tracks. Is that Who said
Matt,
that?
Matt Rawlings did
it. Oh, Matt Rawlings. Yeah. Okay, so did you, is that something that came after the Music Monday? Were you connected with him from that point and then you were able to ask him to do some work for you?
Yeah, well, I knew about Matt Rawlings after he came on one of our Music Mondays. And then I had this track later that I came up with. It's more of like a jazz track. It's an instrumental. And for the bridge, I wanted a piano part. And then Kenley suggested that we should get Matt Rawlings to do it. And it sounds phenomenal. And I can't wait for it to go on Spotify so people can listen to it.
That's so cool. I'm so blown away by how generous your guests have been to spend time more than once to make sure that, you know, the music is the music. It's amazing. What else, Kenley? Tell me some more stuff.
Well, I know that we talked about in some of the early parts of the segments, we'll talk about what's new. And I don't want to put Joey on the spot, but I'm going to quickly do that because we were taught, you know, I told the story about how we were having a session and he mentioned we were talking about Kenny Beats and Joey's into making beats. And so we had Kenny Beats on for like a private hang with Joey. And I'm just curious, like, I know Joey said a lot of good things about it. So maybe Joey, you could just speak to like what, you know, briefly what your experience was and how it affected you. I think I've seen how it's affected you from my perspective and it's pretty awesome, but maybe you could just say a few words about that.
It was probably one of the most amazing things that I've done in a while. And I was just super excited about it. And it just really helped me at the time and encouraged me to work on music. And it just put me in a really good mood. And it was just a really good time.
That's fantastic. And you know what, Joey, I didn't realize that was you, but we've actually mentioned that twice now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I can't wait to hear more about your story and also, you know, more about what you did with him. It just sounds like it was the right timing, right?
Yeah. Well, I was in the car ride home though. So,
leaving the hospital.
It was still good though. It was great.
We'll do it again. He's really, and like, for instance, some people have had private Zoom calls with people and I'm also going to, and Amara had a private Zoom call with one of my friends who's a composer for trailer music, who's a great guy. And we had a really cool time. And Amara's like a sponge learning stuff. She loves to learn. And I really appreciate showing her whatever I know. I mean, I think everyone is. But maybe Amara, you could like harken back to that moment of meeting Liam and just like what that was like for you. Cause that was really like maybe the second time you and I had done a Zoom session. And it was pretty cool that you were open to just meet someone new in the process. So if you have any, you know, memories of it, you know.
I just remember it was so cool. I was like so ecstatic afterwards. And this is a field of work I want to go into. And is it really? It's kind of good to see someone who's actually doing it and what it's actually like. And is it something I really want to do? And how can I get to their level? And what do I need to do to make good music, I guess. I remember it just being super cool.
Yeah.
At like a window or the door was open to see another world.
Totally. He like showed us behind the scenes what he was working on. And he worked on the trailer music for Joker, which is pretty huge. And he's done a lot of cool stuff. I think he's working on Avatar now. So he's done some pretty cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's stop right here. We'll take a short commercial break and we will be right back. And we are back.
We just got a message to the group about Sage's record.
Yes.
Sage released a record. Sage was actually on one of the podcasts too. So Sage released a record and I think she's really proud of it. And Audrey's a big fan.
I think I am Sage's number one fan. Not going to lie. Sage, when you listen to this today, I am so glad that Kenley made you put that on the record. It is my all-time favorite song. Fantastic. Love it. Yes. Sorry. I just needed to recognize Sage and her album for this moment because I know that she probably wouldn't recognize it herself if she were here. But being Sage's number one fan, I feel like I should do that. And Sage, we all love your album so much, and I can see you doing great things in the future.
Oh, that's nice. See, so everyone is so really quite supportive of each other. I mean, I gather there's no reason why they wouldn't be, but they are, and everyone's different. Everyone's into different music, and yeah, I mean, like you said, you're Sage's biggest fan. I feel like I'm all of your biggest fans, and I know you're all my fans too. I appreciate that, but I'm definitely, you know, huge fans of all of you guys, so thanks again for taking your time and being part of this tonight, but also just in general to committing. It does take commitment, you know, especially long distance. Like, it takes commitment. You got to be, you know, working on stuff on your own time, music-wise or lyric-wise, and practicing your vocals. Like, Alexa and I have been working doing scales and vocal scales, which has been really cool. Something that I studied for a long time that I didn't think I would ever teach to somebody else. And I'm so thankful that she's into it and learning, and it's helping her, you know, with that. So that's awesome.
And putting yourself out there, you know, I've seen Alyssa do some, you know, she sang at work, you know, and really, you know, this takes a lot of, you know, bravery and to just be vulnerable to an experience, whether you've done it before or something you've done in the past. I think each time you do it, you know, it could be a little nerve-wracking, and you're opening yourself up to a new group of people. And it's just so nice to see people taking, you know, what they've done here and letting it out on Spotify or singing at an event or doing something at work where they can really engage with other people and share their passion and their beautiful voices and talent with others. So that's what I've been really excited to see. And I know more people have done different kinds of things, you know, in other areas, but I just like to see how this is sort of like, you know, helped people sprout into different directions.
So you guys, if you're just tuning in now or you're tuning in just a little later, Hillary Gann is Wonder Woman. She really is. And time again, when we've had an opportunity to speak with some of our AYA members on the podcast, one thing that's made very clear and is for certain is that without social workers in the hospitals that know about programs like the Play It Back program, which Hillary was instrumental in making sure happened. And look at, you guys are all connected by so much more than cancer. Cancer's like the last thing. It's this whole linear musical movement that's happened. And it's because of Hillary. So Hillary, I wanted to talk to you and just ask you, how did this all happen for you?
Thank you. You know, I worked in the hospital for 20 years. I was what was called a child life specialist, and I worked with this population of young people who are having a cancer experience and trying to, you know, help them understand what to expect and also try to help normalize the environment and make sure that they have opportunities to engage in things that bring them passion, that give them hope, that can help them get through, you know, this time in their life as easy as possible. And I am not, you know, I don't sing or play an instrument or
really, I was going to ask you that.
I know I have no musical talent, but I can spot good people when I see them. And I ran into Kenley when I was working at the hospital years ago and saw just his ability. He was singing with another organization and would sing door to door at people's rooms. And I said, you know, we have this group of young people who often are either in the hospital for long periods of time or at home for long periods of time who get isolated because of their experience. And, you know, everybody loves music. Let's think of what we can do that would be more than just, you know, sort of a, you know, a song or two in a room. Let's give them that experience. And we were able to do that. So, you know, so we created this music program, and I left the hospital, working at the hospital after 20 years. I came to Teen Cancer America and was able to bring this sort of program idea, and with the support of two wonderful families who unfortunately had lost their sons to cancer, but who are also musicians. They said they wanted to do something with music for young people. And so Kenley and I shared this idea that we had dreamt up. And this is the result of that dream. I think it's probably been like 12 years or something since we initially sort of wrote it down on paper and finally brought it to life in this capacity. And to see all of these young people and the passion and the talent and the energy and the storytelling. And it's just been amazing. And I learned so much from them. You know, I feel like the old lady of the group usually because, you know, they bring up names of artists I've never heard of or, you know. So hopefully they'll keep me a little bit cool.
Well, you are cool, and you're certainly not an old lady. Let's just get that out of the way right now. But it is remarkable what you and Simon and Team Cancer America has been able to do over. This has been going on for 30 years. So I know we've talked about this before, but this all started 30 years ago with Pete and Roger wanting to make sure that there were teen floors so that people were not lost. They had other people to look at, to talk to share ideas, share music with. You know, it seems like such a simple thing, but it really hasn't been. And so the success of this, and for me tonight to see your faces, you know, all of our incredible musicians, to see your faces and how far you've come in just a short amount of time is really quite remarkable.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, Pete and Roger started doing this kind of work and creating these, you know, programs in the UK and physical spaces where young people can be together. I bet many of the, you know, artists in this conversation can attest to the fact that they probably didn't see anybody close to their age when they were in treatment or in the hospital. And unfortunately, our healthcare systems aren't set up in such a way where there is, you know, there's a pediatric world where the average age is 5, and then this adult world where their average age is 60. But there is a group of young people who, unfortunately, some of them get cancer. And we know how important at this age and in life community is and friendship is and all of that kind of stuff. And we wanted to make sure there was opportunity for this age group to have a place within healthcare and outside of it and to do stuff like this and to, you know, experience the things that they are passionate about. So that's what we're trying to do. And this is just an extra fun part.
So just to back up just a little bit, I want to make sure that people understand. So adolescents and young adults, AYAs, they start at what age and until what's the youngest and what's the oldest?
So the national age range is 15 to 39, which seems a bit broad, and it is broad, but what research has told them in the past that this, you know, for certain kinds of cancers that this age group gets, they haven't fared as well as some of their younger or adult counterparts in terms of treatment. Because this is such a unique age group and there are many, many factors and we don't know all the answers yet. But for some of their cancers, unfortunately, this age group doesn't fare as well and we need to do more. So that's where we saw sort of the gap or the drop go below the line. So that's why it's this sort of very broad 15 to 39 year old age group.
Yeah. And do you have anything that you'd like to say now that Hillary and I have had a chance to speak? Is there anything that comes to mind?
Yeah. One of the things I'd like to say, and I don't think Hillary has this perspective, is Hillary adds a lot to our group as well, because she's introduced us to different songs. We've introduced her to new songs and she's introduced us to new songs. The classic is I Am Woman, which we all know is her anthem. And also,
As it should be.
It's really kind of our anthem at Play It Back, I would say. But I think one of the things that Hillary doesn't know, and I think it's always really good to share these things, is that her being so open and honest has made us all braver, because she and I, we took the ukulele class together because I don't play an instrument. And Hillary's like, well, I don't play an instrument. So she's like, Alexa, we're going to do this together. So I think it doesn't so much matter, Play It Back. Can you play five instruments? Can you sing all these keys? Hillary, you know, adds a lot just by being herself. And I think that's what's unique about this program is there's room for everybody.
Shift. Oh, go ahead, Sarah.
I just wanted to share something. I was having a pretty bad day today mentally. Sometimes you get a bad mental health day. And I came in just because, you know, it was Kenley's birthday. And I was like, I got to do this. Hashtag do it for Kenley. And I'm telling you, honestly, I was feeling really bad. But I just want to let you know that it's always the case that if I'm feeling bad, when we come together, I feel so much better. Like right now, I feel a lot better. And, you know, with their jokes in the chat, you know, and just hearing everybody from all over the country that I've grown to know or new people just makes me really happy. So,
Sarah, one of the things I loved the most about you and your story is just how honest and real you are. Your feelings and you speaking about it is always going to help somebody else who's feeling the same way and perhaps they feel like they're all alone. I really appreciate you sharing that. And this is what I'm learning. Here we are. It's Music Mondays, the power of Music Mondays. Sometimes you just, even if you don't want to, put on your clothes and walk out the door.
Put on your clothes and walk out the door.
Just That's walk a out line the door.
Right there.
Yeah.
Put on your clothes. And walk out the door. Out the door. Okay, someone start thinking you. About how to sing that line and then maybe a rhyme with it. And then we can sort of give a little taste of like sometimes what we do with Music Mondays. Sometimes we'll have a bit of music and we'll send everyone to breakout rooms and they'll come back with different versions of some sort of lyric or melody over it. Sometimes we'll throw out some lyrics that we all put together and then they'll come back with, you know, a melody to that. But when you said put on your clothes and walk out the door, just make sure you don't fall on the floor. That's good, Sarah. Sarah just put that in the chat. Okay. So right there, that's like an opening line because I just can't take it anymore. That's Nathan. Yeah, keep going. Someone's going to have to sing that. It's not going to be me.
It's going to be all of them in a minute.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, yeah. So, I mean, I think that's part of it too, guys, is like I think everyone learns to utilize everything. You know, we utilize everything because that's the creative life. Someone just
yeah, I like that line.
Eat a banana and you'll be fine. So all right,
we weren't
allowed to talk about bananas, but we're gonna quickly talk about bananas. So all right, I'll go back to Benny Blanco. So Benny is a great dude, an extraordinarily talented musician and producer, and he is a friend of the program. And he's been on our group chat a few times. And the way that Benny remembers, like when we first met, he and I was eating raw vegan, which sounds like I'm an alien. But basically, it's a thing that you just eat, mostly raw fruit and vegetables. I wasn't telling anyone at the time. This was now 7-8 years ago, but I started doing this because I was diagnosed with skin cancer. So I thought, all right, I'm going to try this out. And this was something that helped me and helped my immune system. So it was really great for me. But I was eating 30 bananas a day.
Oh my goodness.
So he outed me to everyone when we did this call and told everyone about that. And so now I consistently get busted on about that. So we were going to put a bananas in the lyrics, but I'm not sure if we're going to work that in there. And you can cut that out if you want.
Let's do it so we don't run out of time.
On time. Okay, cool. So if you guys are cool, let's start with like that line, the line that Aaron said, put on your clothes and walk out the door. Just make sure you don't fall on the floor because I just can't take it anymore. We need a fourth line though. It was so much easier before. Eat a banana. You guys with the bananas, Brian. I like it was so much easier before. That's deep. Mine was going to be, I was thinking, bananas galore. Guys! All right. So it's all good. Put on your clothes and walk out the door. Just make sure you don't fall on the floor. I just can't take it anymore. It was so much easier before. I like that. Can we go with those four lines?
Yeah.
That's working. Does somebody want
to open the car and drive to the store? Those are both good.
I didn't see that bananas. One. That was
yeah, Joey.
You can add your own after that.
Yeah.
To purchase
open the
bananas.
Car, open
so now,
the car,
when you guys go away and come back, how long are you usually?
30 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes.
Perfect.
Yeah. Put on your clothes and walk out the door. Just make sure you don't fall on the floor. I just can't take it anymore. It was so much easier than before.
So good.
Okay. So we're going to do breakout rooms and we'll have a few people in the room and like whoever's feeling it, you know, can represent, or you can trade off lines if you want. I just want to say one quick thing before you guys go. So you could either sing to it, you could rap it if you want, you can add to it and sing to it, or you could just add to it and recite what it was that you changed or added to it. So anything goes. You know, if you want to play guitar and or whatever instrument you have near you and do that and whatever you want, just, you know, just have fun.
Okay, so you guys, you all went into different rooms, into your chat rooms, and collaborated with each other, and now you're back. So now what happens, Kenley?
Usually people volunteer with their group to go first. I think, am I right that Alyssa's group volunteered to go first?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So and then they just like sort of next people will go and next people will go.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So I'm going to
Our group was me, Alyssa, Nathan on guitar, and Brian on the moral support.
All right,
Nathan, if you want to start. All right. Put on your clothes and walk out the door. Just make sure you don't fall on the floor. I just can't take it anymore. It was so much easier before. Easier before.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Wow. How cool is that? Alabama to Madison. Playing in California, playing that long distance. That's awesome.
Got goosebumps.
Yeah. Wow.
Thank you. Could you hear the effect?
Yeah. Yeah.
All of us.
Yeah.
It actually works because Nathan's playing it and you're hearing it and you're singing. So we're hearing it together, I think, mostly together.
Yeah.
Nathan's not, but everyone else is. So that was good, Nathan, to keep going.
Yeah. And we had... Nathan had a really cool guitar part that I put a damper on because, like, you know, we won't be together, but it'll sound like we are with a more simple guitar part. But Nathan, if you wanted to play, you're cool. Like, it did sound really cool.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. The first chord progression that I came up with, it was really weird. It goes F major 7, and then E major, and then A minor, and then D major. And it's so weird, but it sounds pretty cool.
It doesn't sound weird. It sounds pretty.
Yeah, it does.
You should write that down.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, I should voice memo that.
Yes, for sure.
All right, who's next?
Who's next, yeah. Sarah
put in the chat that Brian was a little too loud in our performance.
Okay, we can go. I was with Alexa, hashtag do it for Kenley, and Sammy. So I just want to get you guys like into the mood. Okay, I'm feeling like a hip hop beat that's kind of like okay.
Got it.
Okay. Put on your clothes and walk out the door. Just make sure you don't fall on the floor.
I just can't take it anymore. I just can't take it anymore. It was so much easier before. It was so much easier before.
Awesome. Yeah.
Woo, yeah. Go team.
Nice.
God, you weren't kidding about these guys, were you, Kenley? This is no joke.
They always surprise me because, like, when they were going to the room, I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen. And they come back with something good.
With the hip hop beat, Sarah, and the way you said it, it's like,
put on your clothes.
Yeah.
It's getting cold in here. So put on your clothes.
I was the feature. I was the main artist. And Sammy was a feature too.
Love it.
I love it. Okay. All right. We have Audrey and Amara, who I know we rushed.
Yeah, we rushed you guys. Sorry.
That's okay. It's great. So Amara is playing her MIDI keyboard. So here we go. This is Audrey and Amara and our take on this. Are we ready, my pianist? Go for it. I'll just start singing. Put on your clothes and walk out the door. Just make sure you don't fall on the floor. Just can't take it anymore. It was so much easier before.
Minnesota to Texas. You guys have been playing literally across the country. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's, you know, I'm actually interested in that. Do we have any more music makers? Groups?
Those are our groups.
Then I have a question. So let's see. Let me see if I can get you all in here. How many of you are out of the LA area?
So I'll say 7 because we don't think of Orange County as part of LA. Haha.
Yeah.
So, the majority actually were not from in LA or from LA.
Got it. And Alexa, where did you say that you live now?
I'm in Palestine, Texas. So I'm between Texas. Dallas and Houston.
Okay, cool. So you and Audrey are in the Texas area.
Yes, Texas gang.
Yeah, Texas. So, because we haven't had you on, Alexa, just a couple questions. Do you see yourself coming to LA at some point? And Audrey, too, the same question.
You know, why can't me and Audrey come out at the same time?
Oh, honestly, I'm so pumped. Yes.
And Amara, too.
I would love to do that.
Yeah, I think that would be so. I'm impressed by how well you guys do on Zoom. And for those of you that don't know, I'm a songwriter as well. And I work with people through Zoom all the time and have for, I don't know, 20 years. There's something to be said about when you can all be in the same room together. And I can't wait until the day comes where you guys are all in the same room. I know Hillary had mentioned that there was a music release party 2 years ago. Is that right? Yeah. 2 years ago. Yeah. We need to have that happen again. How are we going to do that?
We need to get sponsored by an airline and have them fly everyone in.
Yeah. We need to get all these out-of-staters to come in so we can... Actually, we want to do a writing camp that weekend and then do the music release party just because everybody wants to be together.
Sounds so crazy, right?
We want to make it together.
Listeners, if you want a writer release party, you just need to go to teencanceramerica.org and find the goodness in your hearts that is that cash money.
Alyssa, you're my new co-host. You start today.
That's right, Alyssa. If you go to teencancer.org/donate, please give generously and, you know, the Play It Back program. And, you know, we could have like a Patreon where we could write a song for you, Valentine's Day, anniversary. There's a lot of opportunities here.
I think we should start making NFTs, actually. So all the songs should be NFTs. I don't know how that works, but that sounds good. Yeah. Mars laughing at me.
Well, there's obviously a lot of ways, but you guys... I mean, I couldn't have said it any better than you all have. That's exactly it. So listen, you guys, this program is about support. And not only is it emotional support for our musicians and our AYA members, but it's also listener support. It's donation support. And without it, obviously, we've spent just a short amount of time together. But can you imagine the relationships that all of these people have been lucky enough to have and how intertwined everyone is? And the only thing that we really care about, honestly, is supporting, raising awareness, making sure that stories are told, that more people are inspired, that this just continues. So that's it. Dollars help. And it's not just something where you give dollars and you don't know what happened to it. right? You know, lots of organizations, you give money and I don't know where it goes. Well, here you go. Here's where it's going. Let's get all these guys together in the same room for a show, which we will stream live.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
And you know what, Erin? One of the biggest things that I feel like is when you invest in the Play It Back program, which when you go to teencanceramerica.org/donate, please specify for the Play It Back program. Thank you very much. you're basically investing in us. You're saying that you want to be on our team and you want to support us. And we can be very marginalized in the cancer community. And that's why Teen Cancer America is a voice for us. So whenever you give from the goodness of your heart and donate, you're saying, I want to be on Team Alyssa. I want to be on Team Sammy. I want to be on that team. And we really see that and we appreciate that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I have another question. I know you guys were talking about Sage and her music and she just released an EP. How about the rest of you guys? Do you all have new music that you're working on that you're going to release at some point soon? I see Audrey's raising her hand. Tell me.
So my goal is to have my first EP out by my 21st birthday in March of 2022. So hopefully if all goes as planned and like I keep writing the crazy amount of songs that I am writing with Kenley, I will have an EP that I believe is worthy of like the world to listen to.
So that's in March. Okay. Yes. I'm writing this down. Okay. Sarah, I saw you raise your hand.
I got a Christmas song coming out at some point before Christmas.
Yes.
Right.
And it's so good.
We got to hurry.
It is very dark and somber.
Great.
And, something.
No, it's not.
Great.
It's about a Christmas puppy. Come on, guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's called Christmas Puppy. Let's see what happens.
Hallmark is listening. This is a song for a Hallmark Christmas movie. For sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nathan, you're raising your hand.
Yeah. So I've got enough songs for a record, and I'm working with Kenley to get that done, and hopefully over the Christmas break, we can get most of those to a point where they're ready for release.
Cool.
And also my parents are also helping me with doing maybe a short run of CDs that I can hand out to people and to my friends.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
Okay, I'm going to write that down. Alyssa, we haven't talked really that much yet, but I'm so excited to learn more about your musical journey. And I hear you've been writing a ton too. Tell me what's up with what's happening with your music.
Yeah, Kenley and I have been working on like 3.5 songs, probably closer to 3. And I'm hoping that we'll have 3 out by the end of the year.
Great.
Maybe end of January. But I just started, when did we start working together, Kenley?
I could look back.
I think it was probably like December.
Oh, so a year.
That was a while ago.
There you go. So I want to say something about releasing, because I want to say that, you know, originally part of the idea was to kind of have this be a bit of a label. But once I started to realize that not everyone wants to release stuff, but the people who do are quite self-motivated. And I thought, you know what, the real world of the musicians these days are you do need to release your own stuff. So to go on and to get a DistroKid or a TuneCore or whatever CD Baby account and to upload your songs on there and to manage it and to think of a YouTube video for it or whatever, that's very much part of the life of a musician these days. So that's something that I talk to everyone about, that if they want to release their stuff, they're going to have to go through that process. I mean, obviously, I'm willing to help support anyone doing that. But also, this is the point for me is because Lauren Christie actually talked about release, right? That the release dates, that a lot of musicians are all about that. But really, to me, this is about release, like internal release. And whatever you do with it is up to you. And it's even awesome if you don't do anything but play it for your friends or nobody. Like, it's not... From my perspective, it's like, if you want to release your stuff, more power to you. I love that. I'm not all about that personally. You know, I'm about like, I help other people release their stuff. But yeah, there's no expectations on that, you know, and like, and when it's ready, it's ready. And you know, and we also talk about those sort of things. Sometimes you do have to let it go and release it. Sometimes you don't, you know, I mean, I think a lot of us are even just finding like what genre we even want to do, you know what I mean? And you don't experiment. If you're so busy trying to make a release, you might not experiment. You might say, well, I have a few country songs. They all have to be country songs. You know, that's okay if they're not, you know? Well, one thing I'm going to say about for 2022, since this is our last episode of the year, is I'd like to go for more collaborations, however we can do that. You know, I'm okay if it's not in real time, but there is a certain amount of commitment to work on stuff on your own when you're working on Zoom. We're not going to have people in the same room still for a while. So to nurture that too and encourage other people and to jump right in and say, you know what, I want to just, let's do a song together, this person and that person, and then commit to it. Because it does take time, especially even away from your own stuff, to work with someone else. Maybe it's not exactly what you want to be doing, but it's an experiment, you know? Write lyrics for someone else. I know Alexa writes lots of lyrics. You know, she could offer lyrics up to other people. Write beats for someone else. You know, Brian and Joey do beats. Now we have Gael who does beats too, you know?
And Amara does beats also, right? Do you do beats also?
Amara plays and sings, yeah, and does beats too. I mean, and so, yeah, I mean, everyone, there's a lot of everyone does a lot of different things, but, you know, offer up your voice for backgrounds, for vocals, for lyrics.
Amara, I'm actually quite interested in your musical style. Do you do a lot of classical stuff as well?
Well, I was trained classically.
That's what I thought.
That's my background.
What styles of music do you like to write, or is it all over the place too?
I would say right now it's kind of all over the place right now.
That's awesome.
I don't even know how to define it.
Yeah. And where are you? What city do you live in?
I'm in Minneapolis.
Oh, that's right. Ooh, the cold state.
The home of Prince.
That's
the Mecca of modern music.
That's what really matters.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
First Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool.
That's not far from where I am right now.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be sharing your story next season. In the meantime, we are just about out of time. I want to thank you all.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks so much for coming, everyone. I'm so thankful for all of you. And thanks so much. This is the best birthday gift I could have gotten.
All right, let's do it. Let's end this with a big happy birthday to Kenley. Nathan, you start playing and they'll all sing.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Wildly wild.
Thank you so much, guys. That was the weirdest happy birthday ever because of the sync issues. That was so great.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. You're the best. Okay, here's our exclusive. Please go to our website, teencanceramerica.org, go to the Play It Back program, and you can listen to all 10 of our episodes with these incredible artists. You can listen to all of their music and learn much more about Teen Cancer America and this exceptional program. On a personal note, I would like to thank you so much for listening, supporting, and sharing this show. It has been such a joy highlighting these incredible stories, and I cannot wait to do it again. I'd like to wish you and your family a wonderful holiday, and I will be back in the new year with season 2. Stay tuned and Happy New Year.
The Real Me is presented by Teen Cancer America and produced by Pantheon Podcasts.
hosted by Aaron Alden, produced by Christian Swain and Aaron Alden. All music performed by the Play It Back Music Players, led by Kenley Mattis. Sound design by Jerry Danielson. And please, visit teencanceramerica.org to listen to today's full song and to find out more information on these amazing young people. And if you can, please donate. Even the price of a cup of coffee would greatly be appreciated by us. And anything you can do to help these young people will be richly rewarded, I'm sure.